joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll start in another minute.
Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll be starting momentarily.
Thank you.
We'll start with Alishamia Food. Ushem Yehud Kut Shabari Hu Ishkin David, Kibu Urkimu, Utkibu, Utkibu Urkimu. Leakta, Lushem Yud Hebu Bavhe. The Yehuda Shalim Bashem Ko Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vahino Amadunai Elohino Elena Maseya Deno Kanane Elena Maseya Deno Kananehu. Today we will be studying the third Aliyah from Parashat Shemot. Third Aliyah has 15 verses. It runs from chapter 2, verse 11, through chapter verse 25. We know the number 15 connects to the upper worlds of Atzilut and Briah. Vayehi bayamim ha'hem vayigdal Moshe vayetze elechav vayar besiv lotam vayar ish mitzri make ish ivri me'echav Waifen ko wako, wayar ki ein ish, vayach et amitzri, vayit menehu baho. Vayetze bayom hasheni, vahine shene anashim, Ivrim nitzim vayomer la rasha lama ta kerecha vayomer mi samcha leis sar v'shofet aleinu hal hargeni Ata omer ka'asher harata et hamitri Vayira Moshe vayomar Akenoda hadavar Vayishma paro et hadavar Haze vayvakesh laharog Et Moshe, Vayivrach, Mivne paro vayeshev beretz midyan vayeshev al habe'er ukohen midyan sheva banot bat havona vatidlena vat malena et har hatim Vahashkot son avihen. Vayavo haroim. Vaygar tarshum. Vayakam. Moshe vayoshian vayashk et sonam. Vatavona el Reuel Avihen Vayomer Vatua Miharten Bohayom Vatomarna Ishmitri Itzilanu Miad Haroim Vegam dalo dalalanu vayashk et atzon. Vayomer el benotav viayolama ze azavtem. Azavtem et haish. Kiren lo vayokal lachem. Vayoel Moshe lashevet et haish vayiten et tzipora vito le Moshe vateled ein vayikra et shemo. Gershom ki amar ger haiti eretz nahriya. Vayehi vayamim harabim ha'im vayamamelech mitzrayim vayeanhu b'nei Yisrael min ha'avoda. Vayisaku wata al shavatam el ha-Elohim min ha-avoda. Vayishma Elohim et na'akatam. Vayizkor Elohim et berito et Avraham. Et Yitzhak ve'et Yaakov. Vayar Elohim et b'nei Yisrael vayeda Elohim. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading. The English translation, starting with verse 11. Now it came to pass in those days that Moses grew up and went out to his brothers and looked at their burdens, and he saw an Egyptian man striking a Hebrew man of his brothers. He turned this way and that way, and he saw that there was no man. So he struck the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. He went out on the second day, and behold, two Hebrew men were quarreling. And he said to the wicked one, "Why are you going to strike your friend?" And he retorted, "Who made you a man, a prince, and a judge over us? Do you plan to slay me as you have slain the Egyptian?" Moses became frightened and said, "Indeed, the matter has become known." Pharaoh heard of this incident, and he sought to slay Moses. So Moses fled from before Pharaoh. He stayed in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Now the chief of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water, and they filled the troughs to water their father's flocks. But the shepherds came and drove them away. So Moses arose and rescued them and watered their flocks. They came to their father, Reuel, and he said, "Why have you come so quickly today?" Reuel is one of the names of Yitro. And if you look at the letters of Reuel, it has the meanings of seeing God. Actually, it refers, it's spelled Resh Ayin Vav Aleph Lamed. Aleph Lamed is Kel, or El, the name of God, one of the names of God. And the first 3 letters is spelling his evil God, indicating he was an idol worshiper. And according to the Midrash, he learned all of the different idols in the world and learned all of their incantations and procedures and rituals. So the daughters replied, "An Egyptian man rescued us from the hands of the shepherds, and he also drew water for us and watered the flocks. He said to his daughters, 'So where is he? Why have you left the man? Invite him and let him eat bread.' Moses consented to stay with the man, and he gave his daughter Zipporah to Moses. She bore a son, and he named him Gershom, for he said, 'I was a stranger in a foreign land.'" Gershom is being named by Moses is one of the few children that is mentioned in the Bible, mentioned in the Torah, that is named by the male, by the father. Most of the children are named by their mothers. Verse 23. Now it came to pass in those many days that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed from the labor, and they cried out, and their cry ascended to Elohim from the labor. Elohim heard their cry, and Elohim remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And Elohim saw the children of Israel, and Elohim knew. Obviously, the question is, what did Elohim knew? What did he know? But I'm sure we will find out in the 4th Aliyah. Does anybody have any questions?
No, sir.
No. Then, continuing our study of Perek Shirah, we're still on page 5. We're in the 9th paragraph of chapter 2. Talomer echiecha tale Yisrael Yifrah Hashoshana Veyach Sharashav Kalvanon. That is a verse from Hosea. And then it continues. Nauri tzafon uvo iteman hafi gani is lubesamav yavo dodi legano vayo kalpari megadav. And this, the second part of the verse comes from Shir HaShirim. The dew is saying, I shall be as the dew to Israel. He shall blossom as a rose. He shall spread forth his roots as the Lebanon. Other texts add, arouse yourself, O north wind, and come, O south, blow upon my garden. Let its spices flow out. Let my beloved come to his garden and eat of its precious fruit. Why do you think dew has two verses? The answer is the word dew, which is tal, et lamed, as a connection to the Mashiach. And so there's a process. When dew is in the world of tikkun, which is our present world, it has one meaning. And when we transform into the world that is coming, it will have a different meaning in the verse of Shir HaShirim. And as I said, it relates to the Mashiach. In the first part of the world, it has this word Lebanon, which we all know is a country. But in the Bible, it has a totally different meaning. If you look at the letters of Lebanon, Lamed Bet Nun Vav Nun. So Lebanon has the meaning of the heart of the Nun. Now the letter Nun can be used as a vaccine against falling, or it can be a code for spiritual falling. In the heart, There's a kaf at the beginning of the word, which is connecting to the word ki, meaning when or how, or like. So Lebanon has the meaning of being like the heart of the Nun, like a falling heart, or like a rising heart if it's acting as the vaccine. The next paragraph. Kishamim omrim geshem nedavot tani Elohim nachalatha v'nila ata konanta. This is a verse from Psalms. The rains are saying, you, O Lord, meaning you, Elohim, poured a generous rain to strengthen your heritage when it languished. Anything having to do with water, and many of these verses in chapter 2 has to do with water. Rains, obviously, dew is connected to water. I think there was the river. The clouds have an aspect of water connected to them. And what are the rains actually saying? Because we are connected to water, which is connected to chesed, when we are strengthening your heritage, when it languishes, our heritage is love, is chesed, loving kindness. Page 6. Actually, I'm going to stop here because we start a new chapter. And there's a reason why we have chapters in Perek Shirah. It's different frames of references. I'm sure in the scroll that creates the Perek Shirah, there are spaces between the different verses and more spaces between the chapters. I'm not actually sure of that because I've never seen a scroll or heard about a scroll that has Perek Shirah, but all of these things that come from antiquity were written on parchment and in scrolls. Does anyone have any questions? Shalom to all. Have a beautiful day. We have a continuation of our study of Sefer Yehoshua, the book of Joshua. I believe it's on chapter 22. And a deep Zohar at 4:30. And we will actually do our RE class today, our evening class, and our later class. Shalom Gadol to all. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. Shalom Gadol. Thank you.